Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've been chatting about getting commercial pesticide applicators into the office to get their continuing education done for the year. We do still have a few spots in our calendar if folks would like to call us before this Friday and get those dates scheduled to view their continuing education before the end of the year. As a reminder, after this Friday, the 15th, we will no longer be taking reservations for continuing education as our calendar between now and the end of the year is beginning to fill up. So give us a call if you need to get on that reshow calendar. As we look into the new year, local producers may be interested in attending the annual Crop Advantage Series program. Cass County Extension will again be hosting that Crop Advantage location here in southwest Iowa, one of 14 locations across the state. The meetings will be held throughout the month of January, with the event in Atlantic happening on January 16th. The goal of the Crop Advantage program is to prepare producers to manage potential issues as they arise, or even before they arise, by sharing the most up-to-date scientific knowledge from Iowa State University. Content at these meetings changes from year to year and meeting to meeting, and is driven by county needs and production issues. Some of the topics on the agenda for this year include factors for high-yielding soybeans, micronutrients in tissue testing, nitrogen management, soil health, cover crops and seedling diseases, insect management, soybean cyst nematode-resistant varieties and seed treatments, crop market outlooks, weed management, and dicamba use in 2018. For details on the specific programs at each site, you can visit cropadvantage.org or look on the ISU Extension website for the Crop Advantage program link. At each of the sites, the early registration fee, if you're registered more than a week in advance, is $50. There is a $10 late registration fee that is added if you register within those 7 days or on the day of the event. Your registration fee does include lunch for the day, printed booklets, and proceedings. You can also get your private pesticide applicator recertification by attending, along with certified crop advisor continuing ed credits. Again, online registration and information is available at cropadvantage.org. That is the 2018 Crop Advantage Series, 14 locations across Iowa, running from January 3rd through January 26th. The local meeting here in Atlantic, January 16th. That program kicks off at 8:30 in the morning with registration, and we will be wrapped up a little after 4 that day for those who stay for the continuing education for private pesticide applicators. Also released this week from Iowa State University Extension, the Iowa Farmland Value Survey. The big news from this year's survey is that after falling for each of the previous 3 years, the average value of an acre of farmland in Iowa did see an increase in 2007. The value is now estimated at $7,326, which is an increase of 2%, or around $143 per acre from last year's survey. The value here in Cass County is averaged to be about $6,737 for the year. One of the reasons cited in the study for the increase in values this year is a limited supply of land. And that is the primary factor that organizers see driving this year's increase in farm values. Commodity prices and farm incomes are still level, so it would not necessarily be considered a turn of the land market, according to Wing Dong Zhang, who is the author of the study. Given the rising interest rates and low farm income, I would not be surprised to see a continued decline in values in the future. This year's study is a temporary break in the downward adjustment trajectory. In other news from the study, the most common positive factors influencing land price noted by survey respondents were favorable interest rates, strong crop yields, limited land supply, strong demand, and the availability of some cash and credit. The most commonly cited negative influences were lower commodity prices, cash or credit availability, high input prices, weak cash rental rates, an uncertain ag future, and strong alternative stock markets and economies. The Farmland Value Survey is available online if you would like a full copy of that report with full breakdown of detail by region and county. As always, for access to all of the most recent research and resources from ISU Extension, stop by the Cass County Extension office at 805 West 10th Street. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or find us online anytime at our website or by following us on Facebook. Facebook for updates. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.